Christ is among us. The Lord concluded his teaching about tribulation, about the pressure and constriction that we are to experience in the world, by telling us, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." As we could see from the previous message, what was translated with "be of good cheer" is the Greek word tharseite, which means emboldened from within. But how do we become emboldened from within? How could we find within us the one who is greater than he who is in the world? The answer to this question could be found in what the Lord does after he tells us to be of good cheer in order to overcome tribulation. He starts praying for his oneness with God the Father, for the oneness of the apostles, and for the oneness of all those who will believe in his name. "I do not pray for this alone," the Lord says, "but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." The Lord prayed with these words before the biggest tribulation that he himself had to go through. He prayed this prayer right before being betrayed, arrested, mocked, spit upon, beaten, scourged, and crucified to death. Knowing that all of this was coming, he prayed for oneness. He asked God the Father to keep him, his apostles, and all the following generations of disciples as one. Why did he pray for oneness? Why did he pray for togetherness? He prayed for togetherness because, as the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke reveal, he was going to go through tribulation. He was going to experience a lot of eternal pressure that would try to rip him apart. As he confessed to Peter, James, and John in the Garden of Gethsemane, his soul was exceedingly sorrowful, even to death, and he asked them to stay there and to watch with him. Then he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." What an accurate description of what we are feeling when we are having tribulation, when we are under a lot of pressure and our soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. And how we fall on our face then and pray that God would take the bitter cup of that tribulation away from us. But sometimes, many times, there is no other way but to go through the tribulation. And that's when we have to know to say, "Not my will, but yours be done," and to ask God to keep us together under pressure. We know from our personal experiences that almost every time when we are trying to avoid a tribulation, we create a bigger one. Every time we postpone an exam, we end up having to study more. Every time we delay a payment, we end up having to pay more. Every time we postpone a medical treatment, we end up with more and worse health issues. When are we going to learn to pray the second part of the prayer of the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane? "Not my will, but yours be done." The Lord was able to say, "Not my will, but yours be done," in the Garden of Gethsemane after he prayed at the end of the Last Supper the prayer for oneness with God. He could overcome the world and the biggest tribulation that he had to go through because he became one with God the Father in his human will. in his human nature. In the same way, we could overcome any tribulation in the world only by becoming one with God in our human nature, in our human will. About how we could become one with God and thus become able to overcome any tribulation, we will start talking, God willing, in the next message. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With faith, hope, and love, yours in Christ, Father Cosmin Sicco.